Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Sydney, Australia. Many interested in learning about Falun Gong at Double Bay Street Festival. Shizuoka, Japan. 1,600 signatures call to bring Zhang to justice. Germany. Hamburg residents grateful to be informed about Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa on local radio program Kol Hal Khalil in Israel. Mother dies 7 weeks after being released on medical parole. Son arrested at her wake to stop him from seeking justice. And Moldova. Falun Dafa group gives presentations at Civic Fest, Middle School, and Deaf Association. Now for the stories.
Sydney, Australia. Many interested in learning about Falun Gong at Double Bay Street Festival. The Double Bay Street Festival is Sydney's most popular annual street fair. Some 80,000 people attended this year's festival on Sunday, November 5th. The local Falun Gong group took part once again, allowing many local residents to learn about this ancient traditional practice of meditation and self-improvement. They set up a booth with posters and display boards, passed out pamphlets, and demonstrated the peaceful Falun Gong exercises. They also talked to people about the persecution the practice faces in China. Paul, who was manning a nearby booth, said, "Hello, Falun Gong. It is great to see you again." He said that he often takes part in such events at the Sydney Fish Market at the city center and is always excited to see the Falun Gong group. "Falun Gong is very good and I support them," he said to one acquaintance. Having practiced Tai Chi and Qigong previously, he is impressed by the peaceful energy he feels whenever he's around Falun Gong practitioners. Paul had already heard about the persecution in China, and he said that he'd already signed a petition to help stop the brutality. "What you are doing is great," he continued. "It is wrong for the Chinese Communist regime to suppress Falun Gong. We need to say no to them." A woman from another booth said she had been in China to teach English and learn Chinese for about a year. "In Chinese, my name is Hai Yun," she added. During her stay in China, she sometimes asked others about topics such as Falun Gong, but had difficulty finding a satisfactory answer. "Now I know Falun Gong is very peaceful, and I will read more about it," she remarked. One of the event organizers said she was from Turkey. She explained that she had an immune disorder and still hadn't found a cure after 2 years of searching. She asked, "As I walked past your booth, I suddenly felt a strong energy field. Could you tell me what this is?" A practitioner chatted with her about the reason why illnesses occur, along with how to achieve calmness in meditation. She was very interested and was happy to learn that the book Juan Falun had been translated into the Turkish language. She said she would read it when she returned home.
Shizuoka, Japan. 1,600 signatures call to bring Zhang to justice. The world-renowned 26th Daidoji Street Theater World Cup was held in a park not far from Tokyo on November 2nd through 5th. The festival, showcasing the best creative performing artists in the world, has been held in Shizuoka since 1992 and has grown every year. Falun Dafa practitioners raised awareness about the persecution in China during the event and conducted a signature drive calling to bring former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin to justice for his role in initiating and directing the brutal 18-year persecution. Practitioners set up banners at the entrance of the park in both Japanese and English and provided flyers in many languages for visitors from around the world. Many people signed the petition on their way into the park. Others took flyers, then signed the petition as they left the park. The practitioners received a great deal of public support during the signature collecting activity, and a total of 1,600 signatures were collected over the course of the 4-day festival. Two senior citizens said to a practitioner that they understood that the state-sanctioned crime of harvesting organs in China was conceived by the Chinese Communist Party. They felt that the Japanese government should not stand on the sidelines and should instead support the peaceful protesters and help China turn into an era without the Communist Party. As they left, Two older men shook hands with practitioners and said, "We support you. Hang in there." Ms. Wang from southern China was visiting her daughter in Japan. After a practitioner told her about her relatives being persecuted in China, she said that she absolutely believed the stories and expressed her upset about the lawless situation in China. She signed the petition and said that she would visit the website to announce her withdrawal from the Young Pioneers, a youth organization affiliated with the Communist Party. An older Japanese gentleman, who had helped the cause by collecting over 20 signatures from his neighbors and friends, saw the practitioners at the park entrance. He immediately brought them some food to show his support. There were many similar encounters throughout the festival.
Germany. Hamburg residents grateful to be informed about Falun Dafa. Practitioners in Hamburg, the second largest city in Germany, held an Information Day event at the city center on November 4th. With posters and exercise demonstrations, they introduced the practice and raised awareness about the persecution in China. Alarmed by the brutality of the persecution, many people stopped for more information and signed petitions condemning the atrocities. Three women were drawn by the peaceful movements and stopped to learn more. One of them asked, "I thought it was a type of meditation. Why would the Chinese government ban it? I meditate too because it helps reduce stress." The practitioner explained to them how the Chinese communist regime tries to control people's minds and suppresses those with independent thoughts. When she went on to tell them about organ harvesting from living practitioners in China, the three women were outraged. They signed the petition and thanked the practitioner for the information. One man said he was aware of this and has been following the situation through the years. "This persecution is horrible. I wish I could do more to help you," he said as he signed the petition. A man from China who was in Japan on a business trip talked with practitioners for a long time. They talked about how the Chinese Communist Party has replaced traditional values with corruption and why the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the core principles of Falun Dafa, are important. The man agreed it was wrong for practitioners to be mistreated for their belief. Ms. Noth, a woman in her 80s, asked many questions and then said to the practitioners, "It is so good to have you here." Before leaving, she looked again at a poster that illustrated the torture methods used on detained practitioners. "This is really awful," she said, as she signed a petition.
Falun Dafa, on local radio program Kol HaGalil in Israel. On July 31, 2017, a Falun Dafa practitioner from Israel broadcast a program on Kol HaGalil, the Voice of Galilee Radio, a local community station sponsored by the Regional Council and Israel National Radio. The station announced a one-time opportunity for people in the region to broadcast for 2 hours and present a topic close to their hearts. A local practitioner saw this as a great opportunity to broadcast a program on Falun Dafa and to invite people from his area to join the local exercise sites. After giving an introduction to Falun Dafa, the practitioner said, "I practice it myself, and I feel it makes me more calm. These principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are important to me. Falun Dafa helps me be positive and eliminate things like jealousy, competitiveness, being critical, thinking badly of others and of myself, and so on. I realize there is nothing better I can do with my life. Furthermore, Falun Dafa is suitable for our contemporary times and lifestyles. One can practice and cultivate him or herself within society, with family and friends, and at work, and still not miss out on anything. You just improve yourself and become a better person in every aspect of your life." During the two-hour program, the practitioner played music composed and performed by Falun Dafa practitioners from all over the world. He also interviewed several practitioners. "This practice gives me a feeling of relief," said Rachel, who began practicing at age 18. Today, she is the mother of a 10-year-old who is also practicing and is the fourth generation of Falun Dafa practitioners in the family. Another interviewee also began practicing at age 18 when he was a soldier in the army. He said the practice helped him in difficult situations, both in his military service and in his subsequent studies. Falun Dafa gave me inner balance and a quiet heart, he said. The program discussed the persecution of the practice in China, which began on July 20, 1999. Much of the story of the persecution was conveyed via songs, such as Feels Like 1936 Again, which compares the 2008 Olympics in China to the Munich Olympics in 1936. And also in an interview with Dr. Israela Yablanka, who is involved in raising awareness of the persecution.
Mother dies 7 weeks after being released on medical parole. Son arrested at her wake to stop him from seeking justice. A Lanzhou city resident serving time for her faith wasn't released on medical parole until she was in critical condition. She died 7 weeks later, and her son was arrested at her wake to stop him from seeking justice for her. Ms. Sheng Chunmei and her husband, Mr. Chen Deguang, were arrested on November 6, 2011, for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. They were each sentenced to a 9-year prison term on August 9, 2013. Ms. Sheng was severely tortured at Gansu Province Women's Prison, and her health quickly deteriorated. She suffered from gallbladder inflammation, high blood pressure, and diabetes, but the prison repeatedly denied her requests for medical parole. She fell into a coma in May 2017 and was sent to the emergency room. Even so, the prison authorities told her family she wasn't sick enough to qualify for medical parole. Several more months went by, and Ms. Sheng was on the verge of death. The prison authorities finally released her on medical parole on August 23rd. She died on October 12th at age 65, while her husband remains incarcerated at Lanzhou Prison. When Ms. Sheng's wake was held, 5 police officers showed up on the night of October 13th and stayed there until the following morning, when only Ms. Sheng's son was around. They seized the young man and took him to the police station, where they interrogated him until 11 p.m. that night. The police sent him to the Lanzhou City Drug Rehabilitation Center, where he was detained until October 27th. Mr. Chen was targeted because the police feared he would go to Beijing to seek justice for his mother ahead of the 19th Party Congress. He wasn't released until after the Party Congress concluded. He was scheduled to fly to Beijing on October 15th to attend a 3-day training session arranged by his employer. Because China's airlines are required to report passengers' flight information to law enforcement every 3 days, the Lanzhou police saw Mr. Chen's name appear on the flyer's list and thought he was going to Beijing to appeal for his mother.
Moldova. Falun Dafa Group gives presentations at Civic Fest, Middle School, and Deaf Association. Civic Fest was held for the 5th time in Moldova on September 29th and 30th, 2017. The festival promotes best practices and success stories affecting social, economic, and political change in Moldova. The goal is to support those involved in solving social problems. The Falun Dafa Group, among the most active organizations in the Republic of Moldova, participated for the 3rd time. The practitioners distributed information about the Chinese cultivation practice for mind and body and about the persecution of his adherents in China for over 18 years. They also offered a class in folding origami lotus flowers, which symbolize purity and self-cultivation. Visitors to the Falun Dafa booth condemned the persecution and were pleased to receive a paper lotus flower in memory of the victims of the persecution. Practitioners made contacts with other non-governmental organizations. For example, the Association for the Deaf invited practitioners to their headquarters to present a class in folding lotus flowers for its members. On October 6, 2017, a group of Falun Dafa practitioners went to a village middle school. They gave a class in folding paper lotus flowers and told the story of Fa Du, a young girl who lost her father in the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Almost 100 children folded paper flowers as they listened to the sad story of the little Chinese girl, and many of them wanted to make a second flower for their loved ones at home. The deputy director said that even the most problematic children were very attentive, which was very rare in that school, where most of the children come from disadvantaged backgrounds. At the invitation of the Deaf Association, Falun Dafa practitioners presented the practice and taught the participants how to make a lotus flower on October 25, 2017. Nearly 50 participants were given an introduction to the Chinese practice, its benefits, and why it is persecuted. All of them then made flowers with colorful paper. At the end, three practitioners demonstrated the exercises. Even though most of the participants could not hear the music, they appeared to sense the positive energy and peace flowing from the exercise movements. Some of them stood up and followed along. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.